This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Thiazole. Active ingredient, S. fluconazole. This leaflet provides important information about using Thiazole. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Thiazole. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Thiazole? Thiazole contains the active ingredient fluconazole. Fluconazole belongs to a group of medicines called azole antibiotics. It works by preventing the growth of the fungal and yeast organisms causing your infection. Thiazole is used to treat certain fungal and yeast infections that cause EUR thrush in the mouth, food pipe, or vagina, also called candida, or monilia, EUR tinea of the body, groin, or feet, EUR meningitis, where the membrane around the brain and spinal cord are inflamed due to infection. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Thiazole is available only with a doctor's prescription. This medicine is not addictive. What should I know before I use Thiazole? Warnings. Do not use Thiazole if you are allergic to fluconazole or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have an allergy to any other azole antifungals related to fluconazole such as itraconazole, Sporinox, Ketoconazole, Nizoral, Miconazole, Dactarin, Clotrimazole, Canesten. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering or after the expiry date printed on the pack. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. You must not be given Thiazole if you are taking any of the following medicines: terfenadine or estemazole, a medicine used to treat allergy; sisapride, prepulsid, a medicine used to treat stomach problems; erythromycin, a medicine used to treat infections; pimazide, a medicine used to treat mental illness; quinidine, a medicine used to treat irregular heartbeat. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition? Have liver problems? Have heart problems? Have kidney problems? Your doctor may need to monitor the function of the liver using blood tests. Be sure to follow the doctor's advice if regular checks on your child's liver are recommended. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Thiazole use should be avoided during pregnancy, except on doctor's advice for severe or life-threatening infections. Effective contraception should be used in women of childbearing potential and should continue throughout the treatment period and for approximately 1 week after the final dose. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Thiazole. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines should not be taken with Thiazole. These are listed under Section 2. What should I know before I use Thiazole? Some medicines may interfere with Thiazole and affect how it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. These include certain medicines for diabetes such as tolbutamide, glibenclamide, e.g. Dayonal, Glimal and Glipizide, e.g. Minidiab, Melizide, Rifampicin, Egrifidin, Remicin, or Rifaputin, e.g. Mycobutin, antibiotics used to treat infections, Zidovudine, Egretrovir, a medicine used to treat patients with HIV infection, Amphotericin B, Amphotericin, e.g. Fungulin, a medicine used to treat fungal infection, Azithromycin, Saquinavir, voriconazole, some drugs used for heart problems, such as amiodarone, or verapamil, cyclosporin, enaryl, sandimon, sirolimus, e.g. rapamune, or tacrolimus, e.g. prograf, or tofacitinib medicines used to prevent organ transplant rejection, or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Some medicines used to lower cholesterol, such as atorvastatin, simvastatin, or fluvastatin. Cyclophosphamide monohydrate, vincristine, vinblastine, olaparib, or ibrutinib, a medicine used to treat certain types of cancers. Tolvaptan, used to treat low levels of sodium in your blood, or for kidney problems. Halofantrin, used to treat malaria. Warfarin, igmarivin, coumadin, a medicine used to stop blood clots. Phenytoin, dilantin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Prednisone, used to treat inflammation, or suppress the immune system. Theophylline, e.g. Nulin, a medicine used to treat underscore asthma. Certain benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives, or to treat anxiety, such as midazolam, e.g. Hypnovel and triazolam, e.g. Halcyon. Lemborexant, used to treat insomnia, or sleeping difficulties. Lurasidone, used to manage schizophrenia. Hydrochlorothiazide, a medicine used to treat fluid problems and high blood pressure. The contraceptive pill, birth control pill. Carbamazepine, e.g. Tegretol, a medicine used in the treatment of epilepsy and bipolar disorder. NSAIDs such as naproxen, diclofenac, and celecoxib, e.g. Celebrex. Vitamin A. Opioid painkillers such as alfentanil, fentanyl and methadone. Losartan, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure. Antidepressants such as amitriptyline, e.g. Endip and nortriptyline. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect diazole. How do I use diazole? How much to take? Adults. The dose will depend on your infection and how you respond to diazole. It usually ranges from 50 to 400 mg once daily. Children. The dose for a child will depend on body weight, and usually ranges from 3 mg to 12 mg per kilogram of body weight. In very young children, below 4 weeks of age, diazole is usually given every second or third day. However, depending on how serious the infection is, and how you react to the medicine, your doctor may ask you to take a different dose. People with kidney problems may require smaller doses. Follow the instructions provided and use diazole until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take diazole? Diazole should be used about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Diazole can be taken with or without food. How to take diazole? Swallow the capsules whole with a glass of water. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How long to take it for? Continue taking diazole for as long as your doctor tells you. The length of time you take diazole will depend on the sort of infection you have. Patients with a weakened immune system or those with difficult infections may need long-term treatment to prevent the infection from returning. Do not stop taking diazole because you are feeling better. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. If you forget to use diazole should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, please see the following instructions. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much diazole. If you think that you have used too much diazole, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using diazole? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Dizol. If you are a woman of childbearing age, you should avoid becoming pregnant while taking Dizol. Talk to your doctor about the need for an additional method of contraception while being given Dizol. If you become pregnant while taking Dizol, tell your doctor immediately. This medicine is not recommended for use in pregnancy. If the symptoms of your infection do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, tell your doctor. Follow your doctor's advice if regular checks on your liver are recommended. In rare cases, Dizol may affect the liver and may need to be stopped. If you suffer from HIV or have a weakened immune system and develop a rash while taking Dizol, tell your doctor immediately. If this rash worsens, Dizol may need to be stopped. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Dizol. Things you should not do. Do not start treatment if you have ever had an allergic reaction to any medicine containing fluconazole, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this CMI. Do not take Dizol to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, all of the organisms causing your infection may not be killed. These organisms may continue to grow and multiply so that your infection may not clear completely or may come back. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Dizol affects you. Be careful when driving vehicles or operating machinery, as occasional dizziness or seizures may occur. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. This medicine helps most people with fungal and yeast infections, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Nausea, or feeling sick, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, indigestion, headache, acne, blurred or abnormal vision, hot flushes, constipation, low blood potassium which can result in fatigue, muscle cramps and abnormal heart rhythms, changes in liver function. These side effects may show up when you have a blood test. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergy or reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Asthma, wheezing, shortness of breath. Skin changes. Sudden or severe itching, skin rash, hives, flaking of the skin. Yellowing of the skin or eyes, also called jaundice. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Changes to urine. Dark urine, pale stools, loss of appetite, unusual tiredness. Passing more urine than normal, kidney pain, pain on the sides of the body. Signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Other: fainting, seizures, or fits. Irregular heartbeat or palpitations. Increased sweating. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Diazol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 50 mg fluconazole or 50 mg capsule only. 100 mg fluconazole or 100 mg capsule only. 200 mg fluconazole or 200 mg capsule only. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Silicon dioxide. Magnesium stearate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Capsule gel part G4X000361MT hard gelatin capsule, ARTGPI number 10350. Tech print SW9008 black ink, ARTGPI number 2328. And tech print SW9009 black ink, ARTGPI number 2343. An 50 capsule milligram only. Capsule gel part G2HCSRA0036MT hard gelatin capsule, ARTGPI number 10309. An 100 mg capsule only. Capsule gel part G0HCSRA0132MT hard gelatin capsule, ARTGPI number 10312. An 200 mg capsule only. Potential allergens. Sulfites, phenylalanine, and sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Diazol looks like. Diazol capsules are available in three different strengths. Diazol 50 is a hard gelatin capsule with one half white and the other half dark blue. The white half has FC50 and the dark blue half has G printed in black. Each pack contains 28 capsules. Ostar 162640. Diazol 100 is a hard gelatin capsule with one half white and the other half blue. The white half has FC100 and the blue half has G printed in black. Each pack contains 28 capsules. Ostar 159620. Diazol 200 is a hard gelatin capsule with one half white and the other half blue. The white half has FC200 and the blue half has G printed in black. Each pack contains 28 capsules. Ostar 1327 89. Who distributes Diazol? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023. Diazol is a Viatris company trademark. Diazol_CMI/NOF23/00.